The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening or watching here on a Tony Curry Radio on our YouTube channel, you can watch our shows. And of course, all of our shows are now live. You can also hear them wherever you get your favorite podcast, through Audacity, everywhere else. And special thanks, of course, to our Coastal Sports Digital Network on the East Coast. We're expanding everywhere we go. And our 18 shows here on Tony Curry Radio. We cannot wait for a wonderful, fruitful, and hopeful 2026. We were talking about the SNAP programs and everything else and mission-minded. And I kind of wanted to continue our thought process on bite by bite. When you are in a given need, and it's the time of the season right now to be giving back. We are one of the most wonderful states in the United States of giving back and helping our brothers. But if you are wanting to give, and everyone's wanting to for handouts now, and I mean that in a good way, what are some red flags that some people should look for when perhaps they're being hiccuped up? Because now is the time when everyone's asking for something during the holiday season.
Yeah. You know, It's a great question, because I actually get asked that question a lot, and they usually reduce it to, when I talk to people about poverty and about, you know, how people get there, or how do people, you know, how do people exist and live in that, and done a lot of research on that, done a lot of just personal experience with dealing with people. So they always say, well, Michael, is it right or wrong to, you know, support the guy on the side of the interstate when you exit off, who's asking for 10 bucks? And so, you know, we start having those conversations. And the truth of the matter is, lots of times, look, we're just like, hey, I have it. I feel blessed. I'm going to give this person $10, $20. But if you genuinely are concerned, if you're looking and you say, my heart hurts for that person and I want to change their life, but I also want my money to go towards what for real things. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for, like you said, what are some of those red flags? So here's just some things off the top of my head that I think are important for you to know. So it's not hard to catch somebody who's on the street like that if you were to ask a few questions.
Yeah.
And usually, if you get any sort of inconsistency in that answer, there's your answer as to whether this is legit or not. So very easily, if somebody comes on and says they have a sign, we'll work for food. And you go, OK, hop in. I've got some land out here, and I have a bunch of sticks that need to be picked up over about 2 acres of land. And I'll pay you $20 an hour. There are almost nobody you're going to be able to get in the car with you off the street.
Yeah.
Especially if they've got a good corner going.
Yeah.
But they will say, oh, well, I'd like to, but I can't stand on my feet. That, you know, they start coming up with, if you ask somebody, a guy was just telling me this morning at my Rotary Club. So yeah, I saw this guy and he said he was hungry. And I was like, oh, well, tell me what you want. I'll go get it for you. He's like, you know, it'd just be easier if you just gave me the money, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not accusing him what he's going to use the money for, but he's trying to touch your heart, to open up your wallet. And then there's no accountability once you give the cash. Right.
Sure. Sure.
All right. So people may say, well, I'm OK with that. I want to give it to him. Whatever he does with it is on him. That's fine. But I'm just saying, do it with your eyes wide open. But anytime you begin to talk to somebody, an individual, and they start changing their stories, altering their stories, that's an obvious red flag. Now, take that from a small level into a bigger level. Because you have hustlers like that guy on the street, you have hustlers running nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And they will definitely give you a sob story, or they will focus on, you know, and especially sometimes they just come at you with just the fact that they are a minority, grew up in poverty, that alone. And you're like, oh, yeah, I know minorities have it tough. And so that already starts to open up your heart, and you want to make a difference in the life of a child. And then they've got you oftentimes right where they want you, because we find that we want it to be true. We want what they're telling us to be true. So I don't want to ask tough questions and ruin the illusion. And they told me a wonderful story. I want to give them money. They feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. I'm making a difference. Lots of, you know, and that's how some people can manipulate people's emotions to do that. Now, as you talk to them, if you ask some questions, if you begin to see inconsistencies, if you begin to see people hemming and hawing or not, feels like they're not being transparent, mm-hmm. then that's a red flag. If you see people, if you were to say, hey, could I have your latest income statement, which has your budget? I mean, it has all your revenue and all your expenses. If they can't produce that, or if they can't produce a budget for the year, or if they can't produce their last 990, run away.
Yeah.
Run away. Mm-hmm. I always talk about this. Montgomery Academy is kind of a prep school here in Montgomery. I think it was like an Ivy League prep. And they had a, for 10th graders, and I went to talk with them, and it was a philanthropic class on philanthropy, and because a lot of their parents are well-to-do and are philanthropists. And one of the things that they teach them, that I talked to the instructor, is if you go into a nonprofit and you say, hey, I would like to see these documents, if the nonprofit is not willing to produce them, turn around and walk out the door. Yeah. Don't listen to anything they say, because they are hiding something, or they don't want people rooting around, and there to be accountability. And even if you know somebody, lots of times you'll have a board member that's a friend of yours. And I get it. You support it because your friend asked you to. But if we're talking about a significant gift, take the time to ask them questions.
Yes.
And even raise it with your friend. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've seen this scenario where board members genuinely believe everything's good. Because, you know, lots of people go on a nonprofit board. They've never been on a board before. They don't even know the right questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So they're legitimately out there raising money. But a donor who asks a few questions, and the board member goes, well, to be honest with you, I don't know. Here, let me connect you with our CEO or our executive director. And you do. And then you come back and say, well, look, I couldn't get a straight story. Or what he told me is not what your website says you do.
Yeah.
Or your social media, on and on and on. You see any consistencies of all of that, then go back to that board member and challenge him and say, look, man, you know, you came and asked me. I'm willing to donate because you're my friend, first of all, but I want to support a good cause. But I got to be honest with you, I'm seeing a few red flags, and I need these questions answered. And it could just be a lack of communication or lack of, but more times than not, you begin to uncover stuff with mm-hmm. just a few tough questions. Tell me what the money will go for. Explain to me why you need that money. Ask questions like, well, who else is supporting this project? If somebody goes, it's going to take us $50,000 to do X, whatever mm-hmm. X is, and you go, oh, okay, well, how much do you want? Oh, we'd like you to give $50,000. So you're asking me to fund it all? Who else? You can't convince anybody else to give you money for this? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yeah. And maybe mm-hmm. that's not the case, but you ask them questions, and you may say things like, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to give you, if it's going to take $50,000 to do it for the year, I'm going to give you $20,000. And then I want you, after your first quarter or your first 4 months, you come back and give me a report, and I want to see what you're doing with that money and the impact that it's had.
Yeah.
And I will commit, if you show me that and it's making an impact, I'll follow up with the rest of the money.
Yeah.
That is perfectly reasonable. It's things that philanthropists do all the time. And I just, you know, you can piecemeal a donation where you let them know, here's what I'm willing to give you, but I want to see a little proof in the pudding that you're going to do what you say you're going to do before I write another check.
That's great stuff, man. Good stuff. Bite by Bite. How can people help you? You're one of the most transparent people I know through Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB. You can go in there and
.org, yeah.
And .org. And you've been in operation now. How long? Because it was the Montgomery Area Food Bank. You changed
it. Was the Montgomery Area Food Bank, and we changed that 2.5 years ago. It changed to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank.
It's been 2.5 years. already. That's
time
crazy.
Flies. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Yeah, same to you, buddy.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.